Thank you, Val, and thank you to everybody in the room for making time out of your busy APHA schedule to be in this particular room. I hope the information that I have to present will be helpful or at the very least informative, and that really importantly at the end that we'll have time to engage in dialogue about this work around community health assessment improvement planning and engaging partners, systems, and making improvement. But some really important APHA business to take care of first. These are our presenters, and we would all like to acknowledge that we have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation during the past 12 months, or probably ever, but now you know. So as Val indicated, at the end of the session, we're going to have a better idea about the common elements of state and community health improvement processes, more specifically identify how the National Public Health Standards Program can provide important information for public health planning and priority setting, and discuss lessons learned from states and communities where these assessments have occurred and been an important part of developing health improvement plans. So my particular angle is going to focus on the performance standards and community health improvement planning or state health improvement planning and how the tool can be used as part of that. So I'll provide a brief description of performance standards, but describe, well, we'll get into the common elements of state and community health improvement processes and, as already stated, talk about examples, which is really where Deb and Steve will have a whole lot to add to what I'm going to say. So there are many national drivers currently for engaging in state and community health improvement planning. I'm going to focus primarily on the first two bullets that you see here. So I'm going to talk about public health agency accreditation and its connection to these processes. And I'm going to talk about the National Public Health Performance Standards Program as part of this. But I wanted to acknowledge that for those of you doing this work, those are probably not the only two things that are driving or that are part of what you must consider as you engage. In addition to whatever local or state issues exist in your area, and we all have those no matter what level of practice, you may have interest or even drive to connect to Healthy People 2010 or 2020. This can be done certainly as your plans evolve and develop and indicators get included in your plans that relate to indicators in the Healthy People initiative, but also the very act of engaging in community health improvement planning and the National Public Health Performance Standards helps achieve national objectives within Healthy People, because within the public health infrastructure chapter, there are objectives around those initiatives. So your participation contributes to meeting those and achieving those nationally. The National Prevention Strategy as well includes as part of its recommendations that there be collaboration and comprehensive community involvement in health planning efforts as part of building around the strategic direction of building safe and healthy environments. And through many, many years, I know we were having a conversation earlier today, going back to at least 1981, possibly before, the Institute of Medicine has produced numerous reports, written numerous books that emphasize the importance of comprehensive health assessment and planning activities. So that's long been an interest from the Institute and actually an area where we've learned a lot and it's continued to drive what we do in the field. Relatively new for most of us is the Affordable Care Act and its requirement that nonprofit hospitals also engage in community health assessment within their areas and develop an implementation strategy to address identified health needs. So just by show of hands for this very last bullet, I'm curious to know how many of you are maybe with hospitals, engaging with hospitals in community health assessment and improvement work? Okay, see quite a few hands and at least one sort of. which maybe more than the one sort of, which means maybe you're thinking about it. What does it mean, the sort of? Okay. Sure. Trying to get a handle on exactly what it would mean. Yes.
We have one large not-for-profit in our community, and they're very happy with the needs assessment work that they're doing, but we're piloting some small projects collaboratively with the hospital. So it's not a community-wide assessment, but it's a small-focused assessment, building trust and building their care.
Okay, that's great. You're starting with something that's meaningful, it sounds like, to both parties. It's a great way to build relationships and move forward. Well, as I said, all of these are important drivers, but I will focus primarily on the first two as we move forward. So in the context of accreditation and this discussion, FAB, I want to mention specific references and connections. So the Public Health Agency Accreditation, the Public Health Accreditation Board, cites community health improvement planning. State health improvement planning is a prerequisite to apply. So if you have heard Kay Bender from FAB speak, if you've attended any presentations or webinars, you've heard before an application comes from a state agency, a local agency, or a tribal entity, that there are three prerequisites that must be in place. So the health improvement plan is one of those. But it doesn't just stop there, because it is within both the process and the plan are within the actual standards and measures in domain and standard 5.2 specifically. So within the FAB standards and measures, there is guidance about what the process should look like, as well as what the plan should entail. So we'll get to those definitions in just a moment. As far as the National Public Health Performance Standards Program, the standards include the health improvement planning within the assessment instrument, and that's also in Essential Service 5. So there are questions there about the extent to which a state or community has engaged in these processes. The performance standards may also be part of a broader process, so particularly for local communities, and you'll hear Steve talk quite a bit about this, the Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnership, there are four assessments that occur as part of that process, and the performance standards assessment, getting at the capacities of the system, is one of them. So what is the definition of a SHIP CHIP? Again, for the purpose of our conversation, this is a definition that's been used in Healthy People 2020, FAB, and the performance standards. So the emphasis here is that a community health improvement plan is a long-term systematic effort to address public health problems within a community using the community or state health assessment and input from the community or state partners to identify priorities and develop strategies and activities to address those. So that's what we want to be looking at within the plan. So the purpose really gets to describing how each of the public health stakeholders, so those partners, those entities that contribute in some way to public health, whether it's a hospital or a Boys and Girls Club, or just a local neighborhood organization, whatever the entity is, how it will contribute to addressing the priorities that have been identified through the assessment and planning process. So that's really the point of it. The point of it is not a beautiful plan that sits on a shelf to describe our health status and what we think is important, but more importantly, it's what we as a community or a state are going to do about it. Who's going to be involved, what actions they're going to take, how we're going to know we're being successful. So we're getting to a real working plan for improving health at the community or state level. And again, this purpose is adapted from the FAB Standards and Measures version 1.0 that came out in July of this year. So again, taking from what's described in FAB, and for those of you who are interested in making sure that the plan that you produce, the product that you produce, is suitable for being a prerequisite or meeting the standards and measures, you'll really want to go and read the full guidance in the FAB language, but this is taken from there, so this is what you want to pay attention to. The elements are that there's a broad participation of partners. So we're not looking in meeting this to have a great committee within the health department. We are looking to have an active and engaged group of partners from the community, involving all sectors of the community. We're looking for something that has had a variety of input. So we're not only looking at a health status assessments, but we're looking at the issues and themes that are important to those stakeholders that we've convened. So whether that happens through focus groups, whether that happens through partnership with the United Way or with faith communities, some way of getting into the community and listening for those issues, themes, strengths, weaknesses that are important to the people in the community. And information as well about the assets and resources. And this may be a particular area where the performance standards can be an important input, because through performance standards, we do get a sense of who's doing what in the community related to public health. And of course, when I say community, you can also think state if that is your frame of reference. So we get to who's doing what are they contributing, how are those activities being carried out, what's the communication amongst the partners, do we know, are we aware, are we as cohesive in our communication and our working together as we could be. So what are the assets and resources in part can come from the performance standards assessment. So another element that's important to see is an established set of priority health issues. Again, not the health department's issues, but truly the community or the state's established set of priority health issues. We always like to note that for health departments in particular, we have mandated activities, and those must fit in. Those are important for the reasons that they're mandated. So perhaps our agency strategic plan in some way addresses those, but the comprehensive community or state health improvement plan focuses on those that are important to the community or the state and that have been identified as such. So for the purpose of doing this work, FAB acknowledges that frameworks such as MAP, APEX, performance standards, others may be a useful frame from which to plan and implement the work. So I really want to emphasize the broad partnerships piece. This is not new to many people. It may not be new to many of you, but for some places where, for whatever reason, the partnerships haven't been established, I want to emphasize how important it is that they be broad, and this is a list that you can look back on and challenge yourself to see if there's representation in your area on a planning effort from many of those. So again, building from the FAB standards and measures, what's required in a health improvement plan. So it's going to include those community health priorities, measurable objectives, the improvement strategies related to them, performance measures with measurable and time frame targets. I think we use measurable like three times in that little bullet, but it's emphasizing the importance that what gets established both as an objective to accomplish something, that what we want to accomplish is in some way measurable, and that our performance measures to evaluate how well we've done are in some way measurable, and that we have time frame targets, that it's not the plan for the next 10 years necessarily, but we have milestones along the way. It also identifies any policy changes that are needed to help us move forward with health improvement. And again, the individuals, organizations with responsibility for the strategies, or if it's a collaborative, the entities that are part of the collaborative that will be responsible. Many times there are coalitions who agree to take on certain responsibilities, for example, around tobacco and clean indoor air legislation. So who comprises that coalition would be really good information to include. Not just that it is a coalition, but we know or are able to document who comprises that. And again, the outcomes indicators to monitor progress. Other considerations for the purpose of FAB is demonstrating or providing some evidence of link between state and community plans. so that these plans don't exist in isolation from one another, but that there is an awareness of how they link together, if that's appropriate, or how they're different, and the reasons why they're different. There's no right or wrong in terms of they must be linked in a particular way, but just that there is some rationale to describe the awareness and the linkage to the extent that it works in the state and community that's making the effort. Another point that FAB makes is that these could, in fact, be multiple documents, that there could be a variety of plans that come together to form an umbrella plan, and that they're dated within the last 5 years as the time frame for FAB. For hospitals, that time frame under the new IRS requirements is 3 years. Okay, so performance standards and a little more about how it can help. So performance standards is really about improving the quality of public health practice and the performance of public health systems. It's a vision shared with FAB, actually. We're both about improving quality and performance. The approach is a little bit different in that the FAB interest is in the agency and improving what happens in the agency, aware of the agency's role as being a facilitator or convener for the system and its partners. The performance standards focus is on the system itself. It starts from the interests of the system and all the partners that are involved, very much aware that the public health department may in fact be sort of the central entity within that particular system. So these are just the vision and goals. There are three instruments that are part of performance standards: the state, local, and governance. So for state public health systems, local public health systems, and then for the local, their governing bodies. So how can performance standards be of help in a SHIP-CHIP process? It can be used to catalyze the process in some places by bringing partners together. So if there is a relatively new or immature partnership in a community or state, this is a great opportunity to, by essential service, figure out who are the players, who contributes to each of the 10 essential public health services, and bring them together to talk about the activities that they're doing to contribute, what's known amongst all the partners. Helping identify and improve opportunities for collaboration. That's part of the process. How can we do better as a system? As we become aware of who's part of the system and what they're doing, how can we improve our collaboration or the work amongst the system? Providing a focus on the system, so the learning about the awareness of partners, the different roles that they play. I've already mentioned the importance of looking, or the opportunity to look at strengths and weaknesses. And really important for many areas is this baseline for system improvement. So we have a baseline, and from that we can determine what's important for us to revise and do better. Just a quick mention of how performance standards fits within the MAP framework. I mentioned that there are four assessments. So MAP provides the framework for implementing those four assessments: the local public health system, the community themes and strengths, the forces of change, which is the environmental scan, and then the community health status. So all of this data taken together can help point us toward priorities within the sort of central part of the planning model that you see there. So I didn't want to conclude my presentation about performance standards without mentioning that we're making some changes to performance standards and make a connection to the process that you're going to hear Steve describe. The re-engineered performance standards are actually headed in a direction that is more in line with what he's talking about, going to talk about his use in Chicago, or Cook County, rather. So the intent is to have them sustain and enhance the process as a tool for systems building, assessment activities, and improvement activities. But we're really focusing on streamlining this process. So there's less emphasis planned in the re-engineered version on the voting, more emphasis on the discussion and awareness and information exchange. So how many of you have completed performance standards before? Okay, a couple. So is it fair to say that it's tedious with the voting process? Okay. The ironic laughter says everything that needs to be said about that. It is has been quite tedious. We're actually field testing this right now, and what we're hearing from our early field test sites is that it may take about the same amount of time to go through the process, but it's much more energizing because the focus is on the discussion and the learning and not the punching buttons to vote or holding up cards to vote. So we consider that progress. There may still be an opportunity to streamline in terms of time, but just that saving of energy, it's good to hear that from early field tests. We're looking at strengthened linkages with accreditation, so whether that's a checklist for accreditation coordinators who are participating in the process, who can say, wow, as I hear this discussion, I'm realizing I need to document or make sure we can document these particular activities for the purposes of accreditation, so that sort of checklist may be possible. Also possible is just a suggestion document from the start to say, if you're going through this process, look for these things, document in this way so that it will serve your accreditation process. And of course, the emphasis remains on improvement, but we're adding some tools to assist with getting to priorities and opportunities to act on improvement. So with that, just leave you with a slide of resources.